You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Warning you in advance, over the next couple of weeks, our show is going to go hyper-local here with some of the things happening in the playoffs. And we kind of got discombobulated during the round against the Sixers. There wasn't really a back and forth with Sixers fans. I declared war like a month ago on Sixers fans, and then it just petered out because Embiid wasn't healthy. And so we don't think that that deserves a rant, but a hockey playoff series win, Stugatz, for the first time in 25 years. A historic, admittedly, victory over an 8 seed, but no reason to No reason to ever rant about the Panthers. So 25 years of no playoff series wins now leads to the highest honor that this show can bestow. Give it to me. Let's dust it off. Give it to me. Give it to me.
No, give it to me. Game four. 2 of 4. 5 points. 6 fouls. Game five. 3 of 8. 7 points. Game six. 4 of 7. 13 points. 4 assists. 2 rebounds. 5 fouls. And then game seven, your masterpiece, your absolute masterpiece. You should have taken a bow after the game. 4 of 8,
yeah.
10 points, 4 assists, 1 rebound. Yeah. The only player to ever blow 5, not 4, not 3, not 2, not 1, but 5. 2-0 series leads in a career. Give it to me again.
Again?
I'm just getting started.
Ever, the first player ever to blow 5 series leads.
Dan, when Chris Paul has you up 2-0, you know where he has you? Right where you want him.
It's only happened to players 3 times. He's got 4 times and 5 times.
He's also the only player to blow 4, not 3, not 2, not 1, 4 2-0 series leads in a career. 0-for-7 in game 7.
That's real. That's a real stat. 0-for-7 in game 7.
Yep, it is. Mr. Game 7, you are not. That's why they don't call him CP7. Give it to me again. No. Give it to me again.
No. This is unfair.
Chris Paul.
It's unfair.
More like Chris Pale. All decade team. More like all decade team. Chris Paul. You know what you'll be remembered for most? Punching people in the balls.
Yeah.
The package. The penis. The dick. The cock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Dan?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Please. I don't know yet. I don't know.
The schlong, Dan.
No, you really escalated.
The Johnson.
Most known for
the Twiggenberries, Dan-o. Again.
You made it a cereal. Twiggenberries.
Delicious. Give it to me again, Mike. Give it to me again.
4 stanzas? 4?
You lost to Maxi Kleber. Whatever.
Kleber.
You lost to Nick Kalina.
Mila Kina.
Whatever. You lost to Boban. That was an easy one. Reggie Bullock looks like he has a celery stalk in his hair.
I didn't notice that.
CP3. More like CP minus 39 in game 7 at home.
Plus minus 39.
Wake Forest. More like fake forest.
Oh, wow.
That one's very clever.
The Deeks.
He just wanted, it was just a setup to get to the Deeks.
CP, these nuts.
What?
You heard me. The schlong. The twigs and berries. Give it to me again.
No, not again.
Give it to me again.
You can't.
Dan.
How many stands?
It's my rant, not yours, Dan. You know what the C in Chris stands for?
No.
Choker.
Yeah.
You know what the H in Chris stands for?
No.
It stands for holding his teams back.
Yeah.
You know what the R in Chris stands for?
I do not.
It stands for ringless. You know what the L?
What happened to the I?
I'm tired. I'm dizzy. I don't know what's happening here.
The L?
The P is pee-pee, schlong, twigs, and berries. You know what the I in Chris Paul stands for?
How did you go to the L?
I can't spelling see anymore. I'm getting old.
I know the capital I presents problems on a keyboard, but you were spelling out Chris.
It stands for I got thoroughly outplayed by Spencer bleeping Dinwiddie. Give it to me again.
No. No. You can't keep going.
You know what the S in Chris stands for, Dan? I think I'm spelling it right. It stands for 17th season without a ring. You know who has more rings than Chris Paul?
No.
Everybody, including married people, but not you, Kevin Durant.
Is Chris Paul not married?
I have no idea. The Pauls. He shouldn't be. If he's married, they should divorce him.
He should take him.
And so should the sons.
Take his ring.
The only person he ever gave a ring to. Again.
What do you mean? It hasn't even over
I
yet.
I don't
it's
care.
It's not even over yet.
Twigs and berries.
You're not done spelling his last name
Penis
yet.
Penis Dick Schlong. Yeah,
yes,
give it to me
it
again.
There it is.
Dan. You know what the P in Paul stands for?
I do not.
It stands for poo.
Wow, I thought it was P. Okay.
It was supposed to be P-U, but I made it poo.
You also made an I
Shit.
And L.
I did. The I. It's weird. You know what the A in Paul stands for?
I do not.
Asphyxiate.
You got that one right?
Wow. I talk really quickly. Occasionally, I get it right. I get lucky.
What does the U stand for?
The U. It's a good question, Dan. It stands for you are crazy if you think Chris Paul will ever win a bleeping title. You know what the L stands for, Dan?
Nope.
It stands for L. Thank God David Stern didn't let the Lakers trade happen. Thank God. Thank God I win.
So, no Panther rant?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
Stugats.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugats.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Stugatz, are you going to be tuning in all the time to Too Many Men, a podcast with Sarah Sivian, Allison Lucan, and Shayna Goldman that has joined the Lebatard and Fred's
it's
podcast?
Shayna.
It's Shayna. And I'll tell you what, Dan, that's a fine. It's $5. I'll tell you what, I am going to tune in. I know they're only doing 4 episodes a week. I'm going to tune in for 5 days a week. How about that? That's okay. How excited I am, okay?
Okay. So yeah. I should tell the audience, the newest members of the Lebatard and Friends Network are going to be doing not just 4 podcasts a week for during the hockey playoffs, and I'm not really sure, maybe they can answer for us why we're starting this after the hockey playoffs have already started. Whose fault is that? Is that our fault or their fault?
There's nobody's fault. You know, it's hockey, Moderna, Stugatz's mom died. There's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I don't know what my mom had to do with it, but it feels like, Dan, the first round, it feels like it took an entire season. So it's so hard.
Right, it's so brutal. Yeah. Every game is in overtime. Every game decided by a goal. It's all crazy.
I'm starting to wonder if Game 7 is still the best thing in sports when you have 5 of them in a single weekend.
I mean, are you guys already tired? Sarah, Allison, I'll start with you, Allison. Are you guys already exhausted and now you're headed into 4 days a week with us because these hockey playoffs are exhilarating, but they're also unbelievably draining?
I think we're unfortunately used to the cadence of it, right? Yes, we're exhausted, but for all the right reasons. If you wake up and you missed a game like last night's Dallas-Calgary game where Jake Oettinger just plays out of his mind and you miss seeing that, you're going to regret it. So unfortunately, the hockey gets less and less as the playoffs go on, so you got to soak it in while it's there.
And how is it that you guys can explain to us? I don't know. I called her Shayna, you said, Mike?
You called her Shayna, which, look, I can understand getting Shayna's name wrong the first time you meet her, but you called her Shayna, which is a name I had never heard before. So that's pretty impressive.
But I've not heard Shayna either, though, as a name before. Is that a common name?
Oh, yeah. Shayna is absolutely a common name. And you would hear Shayna Goldman's name because you're talking to the reigning fantasy writer of the year.
I see a 20 in there. I'm not certain that covers all the mistakes.
Yeah, when you invent a name, the fine should be bigger.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. When I invent a name, should the fine be bigger? But Mike is sitting here eager for the Panthers, Shayna, to play against Tampa Bay, and I don't think he should be. I don't think he should be that eager to want to be playing against them.
I think that if the Panthers are going to move on and make an impact this postseason, they have to go through the Lightning. It's one of those things, like if Toronto is going to do it, they have to go through Boston. If, you know, the Penguins were going to do it or the Capitals, they have to go through the Penguins. It just works that way. And I think that the Panthers have a good shot if they play the way they did in the regular season. You know, the Capitals were pretty good defensively, I think better than we all anticipated after they kind of ran out of gas in the second half of the season. If they can play their rush-based game, you know, they have a good chance, and it's going to come down to goaltending. And if the Lightning get playoff and Conn Smythe caliber Vasilevsky that they got in Game 7, it's going to be tough for the Panthers, but they didn't get that until Game 7. So maybe if the Panthers can finish it in 6, they'll be fine. They just don't want to go to 7 against Vasilevsky, rightfully so.
Sarah, why is the podcast called Too Many Men, and why should people be listening to it?
Well, 2 reasons. There is a hockey penalty called Too Many Men when there are too many men on the ice. And there are too many men covering hockey, so we are trying to change that.
And they're not covering it well. I mean, that's the problem.
Wait a minute. What are you talking?
I'm sorry, they're not.
What are you taking out?
Except for Steve Goldstein and Barry Melrose.
Really?
That's about it.
The two that you know. Okay, so there are two. They're not covering it well.
And Steve Levy, the Levy Lounge, leaves. I mean,
Goldstein is a gem.
Thank you. See, Goldie, you see what I'm saying?
Where do you come off
saying... People in hockey circles know Goldie, Dan.
Yep.
Where do you come off saying that men are not covering hockey well?
I mean, I don't hear a lot of great analysis from Mike Milbury. I mean, that's all I'm trying to tell you. Is he still doing it? I mean...
Look, there's too many mediocre men, but that just wouldn't have as much flow. Yeah. So we stuck with too many men. We don't want to be insulting off the bat. Just listen to the podcast and we'll start insulting them like immediately. It's too easy to. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Look around. You can open any publication and you're going to find a mediocre man covering hockey. You can go on Twitter and see bad takes flying around.
Yep.
It's not that we don't have bad takes, but we don't have them as consistently as the men do. And we would lose our jobs if we had them more often. They don't. So that's the big difference.
So Stugatz is right.
Yep.
Allison, Stugatz is right that men are covering hockey poorly.
You know, I think it's an issue of complacency. And if we have to hear get pucks deep or grind it out one more time, I'm literally going to have my head explode. So it's about looking at things in a new way and looking at things through the lens of the world in which we live, not in the world of Canadian men from 1920. That's all we're about. It's very easy.
So what is the mainstream man getting most wrong about the media coverage? The way I can't believe Stugatz is right about this. Yeah. So we're going to say as a blanket indictment, men are covering hockey poorly.
Stugatz was right. Holy Stugatz was right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Except for Goldie.
Yes, that's important. Yeah.
Shayna, though, you want to tackle that one, though? Because that's not something I've heard before. The idea that, I mean, I know sports analysis can be dumb and it can, and sports fandom can be dumb. And it's not about grind it out in hockey, even though the people who play hockey are totally insane and do indeed
crazy
grind it out. But what are we getting most wrong?
I mean, how much time do you have? That's the real question. Look, it's just a matter of, like Allison said, it's complacency. And, you know, this is a sport that is very rich. It takes a lot of money to play and it's very white and it's not very accepting to new ideas. It's behind all the major leagues for a reason. And that should change. It needs to be more inclusive, you know, at the grassroots level. It needs to be more inclusive at the NHL level. It needs more voices asking different questions and looking at things differently. There's more than just the final score sheet, you know, in every game. You could have watched that Flames game last night and thought this was a close game. It was not. Like Allison said, it was Jake Ottinger making all the difference in the world while Calgary is putting up over 100 shot attempts. But, you know, that's a nerdy way to look at it. And you need a calculator, not, a, you know, a spreadsheet, all those kinds of things. But no, the biggest thing with it is there just aren't new ideas out there. And there's so many things that men ask that we would get fired in a second if we said. I mean, did you hear about the whole pissy thing with the Oilers? Why are you so pissy? We would not have jobs. We would not have jobs. We'd be fired on the spot. But if you're a man, you can get away with that and you can keep asking stupid questions like that and waste everyone's time. So we're just here to push the needle a little bit more because, you know, hockey deserves better and fans deserve better. You know, the media just needs to get a little more innovative and a little more accepting to things. And we're here to do it.
I like this Shayna. I mean,
Shayna.
Feisty. I mean.
Allison, what are the storylines that you're following here that have you most excited? The narratives in hockey that we should be following?
Well, in round two, of course, not only is there the much vaunted Battle of Florida that we're about to see, which I just cannot wait to see that. We've been waiting for meaningful hockey to come out of this matchup for years, right? And then the path didn't necessarily align the right way. So for this to be a meaningful series for these two teams at the point that they're at, insane. And then up north, you've got the Battle of Alberta, where you've got Calgary and Edmonton. And Edmonton is just like narrative upon narrative of why they cannot advance. So you've got that whole historic narrative plus the current Connor McDavid deserves to be on a different team because behind him everything is crap. And then, of course, most importantly for Too Many Men listeners, we have the Battle of Too Many Men, which is the Rangers versus the Hurricanes with my two friends here who are going to have their teams going up against each other.
And how does that tend to go between you two?
Historically, the Rangers have had the Hurricanes number, but recently the Canes are stepping it up. So I really think this is like a younger Rangers team, but you never know with a really hot goalie, right, Shayna?
Yeah, it all comes down to goaltending. The Rangers have the best goaltender in the world right now, and the team in front of him is not very good. So how much will he be hung out to dry and how much can he steal a game is what it comes down to.
Rangers, Stugatz.
Yeah.
Rangers. I figured that's why you went to the Panthers game the other day, that you were trying to figure out a way to angle for some Rangers tickets.
Well, no, I'm an Islander fan. So.
Oh, I thought I just thought you wanted to
Billy
be
Smitty. I'm sorry.
No, I thought you wanted to be around all New York things. No Rangers. You have no interest
in it. No, I mean, if they win, perhaps. But you have like $500 this
time. What am I being fined for here?
I'm a Mets fan, too, not a Yankee fan, just in case we have a baseball podcast someday and someone asks, okay? But Sarah, it seemed like you thought that the matchup between Carolina and the Rangers was a bad matchup for the Rangers, right? Like you think Carolina is going to win that series and win it easily, correct?
Well, as Shayna was saying, some teams just need to get through other teams, and the Hurricanes just need to get through the Bruins. They haven't for the past two times, and they finally did it. So now it kind of feels like more smooth sailing, and they've beat the Rangers a lot. And I just think it's a bad matchup because the Hurricanes take so many shots, and that's the game they play, so they can get through the weak defense and get to the goalie.
Allison, does it mean anything at all that the Panthers were the best team in the regular season? Does it mean anything? Is this all random? What happens now this time of year? Just total randomness everywhere.
Well, you know, I mean, it obviously means something in terms of how they internalize it going forward. Honestly, as much as I believe in data and looking at the numbers, if that gave them the confidence, I mean, they had comeback wins in that series over Washington, and that's something they did all regular season. So if you can have that mental behavior, that mental training, that's going to condition you to feel okay if you go down early to this Tampa Bay team. But playoff hockey is so different, and the games mean so much more. And Shayna talked about already, you know, I'm suspect of Florida's defense. Their goaltending has not historically, those players have not historically stepped up well in postseason play, regardless of how great they've been in the regular season. So it can give you some experience. It can give you some confidence. It's certainly a testament to the offensive talent that Florida has, and Florida fans should feel good about that. But it's a whole nother animal when that new season drops. I mean, this is a rush, and all those stats and all that historical play, it's only seven games max, and everything can go out the window depending on who has a good game, who has a bad game. It can turn on a dime.
But Shayna, who's best equipped for that change? Like when you look at all the teams and you say, okay, now it's a different sport, are we to just assume, well, the team that's done it the last 2 years is the team that's best equipped for it?
In a lot of ways, they are. You look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, and a couple of years ago, they were the best team in the regular season. They won the regular season by every single metric, and then they got their asses kicked to, you know, the Columbus Blue Jackets, which Allison covered firsthand. You know, they were the first people to say, throw out the narratives. It's not about that. But in so many ways, you do have to get over that mental hump. You do have to figure out a way to get over that hurdle. Just as the Toronto Maple Leafs, like, everything affects the Leafs. This is something that does affect the Leafs. They're a team that can't get through the first round because of it. So if any team knows what it takes and knows how to grind it out, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. And their first round series shows that. You know, they lost one of their best players in Braden Point, and they were still able to manage because they got Conn Smythe caliber Vasilevsky. So they definitely know what it takes to get past it. Do they have the gas right now? That's the biggest question, because their regular season play at time was a little bit suspect, and in the first round too. And then they just lost Braden Point. So can they manage it against the Panthers? This is the Panthers series to lose for so many reasons. You know, they're the better team on paper, but like Allison said, like, it's seven games, anything can happen. We're talking about a sport that takes place with people skating around with knives on their boots, you know, flying pucks around at 100 miles per hour. Literally anything can happen. It's super slippery. You can, you know, there was a save the other night. Jonathan Quick is so far out of the crease, and you can just see, you know, ice, you can travel on ice very far. But for the Panthers, they have what it takes in theory to get past the Lightning, but the Lightning have what it takes to go all the way. And it definitely does count here. So we'll see, especially with the Panthers' regular season style. It's very much like live by the blade, die by the blade, because they play this up-tempo style and we're the best comeback team in the regular season. And that did help them in the playoffs. But when they couldn't play their game, there were times, you know, they were almost a goal away from being on the brink of elimination. So we can't forget that either.
Sarah, I'm wondering, because the Leafs are fascinating to me. That's a very talented team. Six straight season, they've been knocked out first round of the playoffs. Like, what do you do? Where do you go now if you're Toronto? What do you do?
You have to do the same exact thing. I know that sounds insane, but you can't make any drastic changes. And they're kind of handcuffed with all of their contracts. So at this point, you can't really do anything unless it's something really stupid. So stay course. Maybe fire the coach. I'd fire the coach, hire Barry Trotz, yes, and that's it.
Oh, my
Trotz,
God. No,
the Islanders let him go.
No,
I cannot believe it.
No, yes. Fire the coach. We're firing the coach.
Yes.
This
is my podcast, Dano.
Sarah, how weird is it? I think I've got this stat right, that the Tampa Bay Lightning are now 18-0 after they've lost.
That just shows resilience in a team that can win the cup multiple times in a row. So that's scary. That's terrifying.
But how absurd is that as a stat? The idea that you would be playing playoff hockey, you lose a game and you do not lose two games. It's just not something. I mean, 18-0, when I didn't have Allison, the perspective to put that against.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty spectacular, and we'd have to go back and look, but it's probably fair also to say that teams that are losing multiple games in a row are losing series, so they're not going to have a lot of longevity. But I'm with Sarah. You know, and Shayna mentioned I was able to cover when the Lightning lost to the Blue Jackets. It was a sweep. And you could see in that series the Lightning literally, like, you kept waiting for that energy of, like, screw them, we're coming back, we're going to show them who we are. And they were just gone. They were empty. And I think emotionally, mentally, they realized a lot of lessons they had to learn there. And so now that FU that comes out of if they lose is completely encapsulated, and it drives their talent and their production, particularly Vasilevskiy and Net. And it's unheralded when you really think about it, that they have not lost two games in a row. It's probably why in recent history, they're one of the few teams to get two cups, let alone two cups in a row.
I did a poor job of telling people who these three women are. Sarah writes for The Athletic. Allison is a Seattle Kraken contributor. She also does on-air work for Root Sports Northwest.
And she fires coaches.
And I mean. Shayna is The Athletic NHL and a contributor to Sportsnet. But Mike, you mentioned, oh, I don't know what that award is, the fantasy Hockey Writer of the Year Award.
Yeah, it's pretty descriptive.
There's fantasy hockey leagues.
There's a lot of fantasy hockey writers out there. Shayna is the best this year. Yeah. What happened last year?
I don't know. I wasn't, you have to enter, I guess, for it. And I didn't think to do it last year. My editor told me to this year. So I, you know, he said, pick a couple stories, put them in, and I did it.
Shayna, listen to me. Take this the right way. Do it in the playoffs. Okay.
Do what in the playoffs? Win?
It's a great question. Yeah. It's a great question.
Oh. She's that is the perfect
answer.
Fantasy writer of the playoffs.
The perfect answer. He's just being a do it in the playoffs is just his signature.
Well, it's a regular season award. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We already had fantasy playoffs. That's over. They do it with the regular season. Well, so you have your whole roster. But if we're talking that way, I won both my leagues.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a champion.
You did. So you did in the playoffs.
Rings.
Congratulations. Rings. More than Chris Paul. How about that? Congratulations. Everyone does.
The Too Many Men podcast. Again, it is joining the Le Batard and Friends Network. Four times a week, you will have a hockey coverage that is a good deal better than ours. And also, Mike, watch parties. Do we have any details for them for the audience on what we're doing? What are you laughing about?
Our hockey coverage is me wanting to take a bandwagon down the Sawgrass Expressway to a Panther game.
saying that they do better than us is not saying much.
Yeah, well, it's looking like Rangers-Canes, given the personal relationships there, might be one that we're going to do a watch along. So keep tuned to our socials.
How does this go with you two, though, and the fandom, right? This is a new advent in sports where reporters are fans of teams. Do you go at each other? There's no objectivity here, right? Like, do you guys ride each other hard on this or what?
Shayna, you're more of a Rangers fan than I am a Canes fan. I grew up in Boston, took this job, and then I was a homer last series because it's Boston versus Canes. But Shayna, how do you approach this?
I mean, I completely stopped caring about the team for like 4 years while I wrote about them because it very much became work. And this year is the first year I haven't really written about them as much. So I can like enjoy it a little bit more. But no, I don't look at it like I'm rooting for a team. I look at it like, this job kind of sucks that out of you in so many ways. And I am far too like logical with it. And I look at this Rangers team and I'm like, congrats, you made it past the first round, but you are a horrible team in front of your goaltender. So you're very lucky to be here. And I think that they're going to get their asses kicked to the Hurricanes for a million reasons at 5-on-5. So, you know, this is a stepping stone for them. That's great and wonderful. I'm here rooting for a long series, a ton of chaos and whatever's the most exciting to watch. I just want the most watchable series. And, you know, if the Rangers somehow make their way out of this round, that's awesome for them, but I would not expect it. And I don't know, sometimes it's like when you're covering a team too, do you want to be right or do you want to like have fun? You do have to like contemplate that a little bit, and it doesn't suck to be right because then you're good at your job.
You want to be right. But you always want to be right.
Being right is having fun.
That's the new game. I just want to be right.
It's fun to be right.
That is
our agenda.
And, no, but for us, there is more pressure. Like we talk about this a lot. There is more pressure for us to be right because if we're not, then it's very quick for any man to jump on and be like, oh, you screwed up here. Oh, you got that wrong. When there are 100 hockey men who are wrong every single day of the week with their takes, and there's no accountability for it. So there is a little bit more pressure. If we were to say, hey, you need
more.
An adjustment
not,
in the lineup,
a little
and
bit
it's
more.
Totally wrong.
A lot more.
And you're lined up with me now, though. I got your backs, okay? So I will point them all out, except for Goldie, okay?
A man who has made a career out of mistakes. A man who sits on a throne covered in mistakes after the segment I just had, right? I shouldn't be criticizing anybody. They are better at this than we are, and you should listen to them. Too Many Men podcast. It is the newest member of the Le Batard and Friends Network. 4 days a week if you want, again, better hockey coverage than just a bandwagon moving down the Sawgrass Expressway. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
welcome.
Guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Good luck with it.
Don Le Batard.
Fans cheer that type of stuff. Tom Brady went down with an Achilles the only time he got hurt in his entire career, and I was fist pumping in my living room at home because the Jets finally had a chance to win a division. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that is one of the most amazing sentences you've ever uttered.
Stugatz.
From the maker of Trust Me, Don't Trust Me comes, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize. You are amazing.
Thank you. I know.
You are a flabbergasting delight. You happen upon genius comedy by accident.
That's my gift.
This is the Don Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. An enraged Boban. Funny or terrifying?
Cute.
Another option at Le Batard Show. I don't think that's cute. He's the only one with the size and strength to appear in a John Wick movie credibly from anywhere in the world of sports, because casting him, even though the dialogue is going to be limited in a second language, he looked the part in fighting John Wick, and I wouldn't want that coming after me. I don't know if you saw some of the photographs of Boban hugging Chris Paul after the game, but his hands, it made Chris Paul look like a fourth grader because his hands were enveloped the head of a Hall of Famer.
That was precisely the word that I had in my head, envelop. His hands envelop. I covered a Heat Spurs game. I asked for a credential while I was working at the radio station just so that I can go into the visitor's locker room. It was a complete waste of $7.90 the ticket's money because I just went to see Boban. I had to in person. Like, just the hands, the feet are extraordinary as well. You never see his feet, but it's unreal in person.
How about his dick? We were all thinking it. I mean, was I just the only one?
Oh, yeah.
Dan, were you thinking about it? I felt it.
You felt his dick?
Well, I felt the thought is what I meant. I was wondering if... Well, no. Was anyone else thinking it? You guys going to leave me alone here, huh? Is that really? That's what's happening?
I mean, if his hands and his feet, you know.
Yeah, anyone? Fine, I'm the only person that thought of Boban's dick. I mean, jeez. Give me a break. Liars. Say it, Dan. You were thinking about his penis. Like, it's big. It has to be, right? Proportionally. Say it. Please. I need somebody. I need anybody. Say it to anybody!
Whether people find him polarizing or not, Stugatz, I really do love that Draymond Green is not afraid to stick his face in every buzzsaw. You have not seen a lot of athletes like this who are this comfortable in their prime just battering heads with whomever. And so in a post-game press conference after they defeated Memphis to extinguish Memphis' season, Draymond was mad at Kendrick Perkins because of some things that Kendrick Perkins said on ESPN. And this is what Draymond had to say.
You got a big ogre on TV talking about what Draymond say ain't the gospel. It is the gospel. What I say is the gospel. And, you know, when you say that multiple times, like on several different segments, you must think what I say the gospel. You know, when you got people out there just talking out the side of their neck, you know, or anybody can make the pass Draymond make. Like, that's just stupid. I mean, like, these are people who get employed to talk on TV about our game. And anybody can make that pass. You make that pass. We would love to see it. I played against the guy, by the way. I'm talking about Kendrick Perkins, for those of y'all that don't know. I'm never ducking no smoke. As the Memphis Grizzly towels say, I don't duck smoke. Anybody can make that pass. Like, you couldn't. So, good luck.
Perk, of course, was not having that, and I suppose we should enjoy the back and forth.
This is the genius of Draymond Green, because he has a podcast, and so he's baiting Perk into a discussion, and he knows Perk's going to respond on ESPN and continue to promote Draymond Green and his podcast, because Draymond's doing it while he's playing, and it's very smart.
Well, Kendrick took immediately to social media. He didn't even give ESPN this content, Dan.
Hey, Draymond, man, let me let you in on a little something, man. All that ogre and all that, whatever you say I look like. Man, you ain't cute. You ain't handsome. Man, you better thank that NBA logo. You better thank Jerry West. Man, I've been with my wife since the 10th grade. Dime piece. Before the NBA stuff. So don't get it all twisted and all that, whatever you got to say. And at the end of the day, hey, man, look. I can say what the fuck I want to say when I want to say it, and I'm going to say it. I said that you wasn't looking to be aggressive, that you wasn't the Draymond of old. Yeah, you came out there and you handled your business tonight. You did your thing. No knock on that, but thinking I'm going to shut up or thinking whatever. Man, look, man, you can miss me with all that. I lip box and lip wrestle all damn day. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, boy. I don't give a damn about all that shit you talking about, man. You crazy as hell. You think you gonna shut me up? You gonna play with some of these other cats like that, man? Shit, you got the game f***ed up f***ing with Big Perp. Straight up. Carry on.
He'll lip wrestle with anybody. And Perk, very few people in the history of basketball have gotten more off of 6 points and six rebounds than Perk setting all those picks for Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen.
But what Perk was saying, criticizing Draymond Green's game, he was right, because Draymond was not great. Now his friend passed away. He's playing at the same time. That's a tough thing to deal with and play playoff basketball against a really good team. But until that elimination game, Draymond was not very good. He was great in the elimination game.
The back and forth is entertaining. I'm not totally sure that Kendrick Perkins has ever heard the word ogre before or knows what ogre is. And I say that just because at the beginning of that sound, play it again. It sounded like he was confused. It sounded like he pronounced it improperly and then didn't know what it was.
Hey, Draymond, man, let me let you in on a little something, man. All that ogre and all that, whatever you say I look like. Man, you ain't cute. You ain't handsome.
There is an E at the end. It's confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like the English theater.
I love it as beef, though, between the appearances of these two men. I love the idea of Kendrick Perkins looking at Draymond Green and all of us walking away from both of them. Well, neither one of you are cute. Now, Boban.
Adorable. I mean, and his dick. Anyone?
Just be a little more subtle.
Okay. His penis? His pee-pee? Twigs and berries?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.